Watch out.
You know what it is?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
You probably can't tell from where you're sitting, but I had my face done this week.
Did you get a new one?
It's so funny. My mother was like, "How's your face?" I was like, I wanted to do that joke, like, it's killing me. But then I thought, well, then no, that's supposed to be on her end. So I got the joke backwards. So, you know, our good friend, Dr. Diane Madfeast, who's our favorite dermatologist, and she's my dermatologist. And I thought, you know what, if I'm going to spend the cash and go to somebody, I'm going to go to her because I trust her. And I had gone to her before where they do a chemical peel. That's the first thing they do. So a chemical peel, they basically, I don't know exactly what it is, but they basically take like the first couple of layers off your skin. So it gets rid of all the dead skin. It makes you look, suddenly you look 10 years younger. It's amazing. So it's this little pad and she wipes it on and it, you know, I guess for some people it hurts a little. I have a high threshold for pain on my face for some reason. So I used to go in and she did the little, you know, little pad. Does it hurt? You okay? And they splash a little water and that's that. I go in yesterday and she's like, whoa. She's like, I'm going to need to level up on this. And she starts talking to her nurse.
We're going to need backup.
Pretty much. So they're like, they practically like hold you down and they pull your hair back into this thing and she pulls out like a paintbrush and she's sticking it in this stuff and she's slopping it on me like it's literally dripping down my chin like it's emergency stat.
You're going to need to call more people. Everybody that has the day off, they need to come in right now.
This stuff stunk to high heaven. I couldn't tell whether I was smelling my skin burning off my face or whether it was the smell of the stuff. But I never feel anything on my face. I felt this stuff burning. And she's like, okay, okay, another pass at it. And I was like, whoa, more? She did three passes at it. She kept like, yeah. She kept taking this brush and brushing my face with this acid. But I got to tell you, I looked amazing afterwards. My skin looks phenomenal. I don't know how long it lasts, but I'm taking advantage of it. And we have plans tonight to go out because I got to show off my face while I still have one. and then I did some Botox. And it's funny because so last time she did some Botox, I had gone to, you know, it's funny. I have all my doctors on this show because they're so smart and so funny. You know, we have Dr. Gentile comes on. And the way I know him is because he saved my eye. I got punched in the eye during boxing class. Remember that whole story? And so Dr. Gentile is the one who saved my eye. So I had gone in for my 6-month checkup to make sure my eye was still there. And I said, you know, I probably should have asked you ahead of time. I forgot to ask, is it okay that I get Botox? And I had just had it like 2 weeks before. So right. It was fresh. And he goes, yeah, you could certainly have that done. No big deal. When are you doing it?
2 weeks ago.
I did it like 3 weeks ago. He's like, oh, okay. Yeah, looks great. Looks great. But like he couldn't even tell.
No, the correct answer was, didn't you already have it? You look great. But no.
Right.
He's like, you could definitely
have that done. That'll be fine. You can go do that. I was like, yeah, I already did it. He's like, oh, you did? Like, he couldn't even tell. So Madfeast said to me, how'd it go last time with the Botox? I said, it was way too subtle. I said, nobody knew. So don't be afraid to just pour it on, like pull out the stops, give me all the needles. So usually she does like, you know, half a syringe. She did like 2 syringes full of it. I was like, just lay it on. Let me have it. So, yeah.
They put the Botox on your face as a wash first. Then they stick it in with needles. Then they wash it again with the Botox. And then they use, what's that stuff they put in you when you die?
Formaldehyde.
Yeah, they brought that in. Embalming fluid. Bring that.
You know, it's funny. I don't know that I would have done this if I didn't do television. It's the fact that I work on that Australian television show, Sunrise. So I do so much TV. And even though they've never said anything, they use me all the time. I'm on the show like 3-4 times a week. They've never said, you know what, Coop, you need your haircut. You got your face done. They've never said that to me. But it's the fact that I constantly see myself on camera all week long, and I'm really self-conscious about like, ooh, look at that. Ooh, look at those crow's feet. It's the fact that I'm just spending too much time. Nobody else notices. No one else can see it. The lighting is so good there. Nobody can tell, but I can tell. let me just do this for me. So I'm excited for this week to get back on TV to see if anybody can tell that I have my face torn off.
We are living in 2024 now. So you go on TikTok and there's this filter now that you can look like Taylor Swift.
She already looks like Taylor. She's already Taylor Swift. There's already a Taylor Swift.
No, there's a filter.
They know I wasn't Taylor Swift.
There's a filter that you can look like Taylor Swift. You can have her face. So what you need to start doing is just putting different faces on your face. Then it doesn't matter what you look like. Now we're going to go live to Taylor Swift. And then it will be you with, it'll be Taylor Swift with really bad hair.
I don't get my haircuts. It's not that bad anymore.
So you just change your face, do it magically with AI.
I got to tell you, I wish they had an AI for my face. First of all, it saved me so much pain and so much money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, AI my face, bitch.
We're,
like, what are we doing?
Weeks
Why am
away
I doing
from
this
that.
Live?
We're three yeah. weeks away from people doing that. You could look like yeah. Trump. They have Trump look like AI people now. You could do that. Trump with really bad. Oh, yeah. You could be Trump with really bad hair.
I love that. If I did the Trump one, they'd be like, what happened to his hair? Why is it so bad?
It looks worse.